From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. Let's go to Paris, where Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been at some of the sites of Friday's deadly attacks and monitoring the authorities' response. Stephen, what are you seeing?
Some degree of normality has returned to parts of this city, but in the neighborhoods closer to the attacks, the mood is far more somber. There are fewer people and clearly a lot of police activity.
Now, the world is watching here. This could affect people's plans to travel to Paris, and that could have an economic effect.
Tourism has declined this year by something like 3 or 4% since the very much smaller attack in January on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and the Jewish supermarket. Simon Cooper, a British writer who's lived with his family in Paris, is certainly nervous.
You have to think as a parent, do you want to raise children in an atmosphere of fear? I think having had Charlie Hebdo only 10 months ago, the fear is creeping in.
Meanwhile, authorities, Stephen, found a Syrian passport of a person linked to the attacks, and the news agency Reuters this morning is reporting that Greek authorities say someone holding that passport passed through Greece last month using a route used by many Syrian refugees. Already this is placing a new spotlight, I think, on Europe's response to the Syrian refugee crisis.
There's no definitive proof yet that the man whose passport was registered in Greece last month and entered Europe as an asylum seeker was one of the terrorists. But this is definitely fueling a lot of the anxieties here about the refugee crisis. It's raising even more questions about the wisdom of Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, and her open-door policy, not just in France, but in Germany too.
And not just about refugees from the Middle East. More broadly, these terrible events are likely to renew discussion about how open the European Union thinks its borders should be?
Yes, the Schengen Agreement. This is a cornerstone of the European Union, the fact that people can move freely between 26 EU member states without having to show their passports. The refugee crisis had already put that under a lot of pressure. Now, in the wake of last Friday's horrific attacks, conservative French politicians like Jacques Myard are arguing that it's now a matter of life or death that France should pull out of the Schengen Agreement.
We need to control our borders. You know, the Schengen Agreement is not working anymore, and we should maintain internal control at the national borders.
But as I say, Schengen is a key component of the European Union, but it is looking more than a little damaged and dented by last Friday's horrific outrage in Paris.